Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think it's strong because teams, contending teams, are always looking for depth up the middle of the ice. Derek Brassard can play in the two hole as a number two center. He can play as a number three center, where he's been for the most part with the Pittsburgh Penguins. It is weird why he hasn't worked out, or he hasn't been a fit in Pittsburgh, but there's going to be decent return, and I believe that the Pittsburgh Penguins are going to need to get a center back, somebody who can confidently play that third spot.
Darren Dreger on NBC Sports last night for a riveting edition of Wednesday Night Hockey, the Sharks and Coyotes.
Throw out the records when those two traditional rivals get together.
What is NBC doing? They just throw two random teams out there now. They've got this, they had this grand vision for the NHL this year where they were going to put everybody on there, even Canadian teams. How about putting some games on that on a Wednesday night where there really isn't much going on besides a Duquesne basketball game? How about putting on a matchup that I might actually want to flip over to?
Do you know how people get really mad about the way, say, the NBA, just quickly here, promotes its stars way too much? And it's like, there are people in Pittsburgh who are like, ah, you'll see like the same three teams all the time. That's why it's popular. People want to see teams and players they care about.
Yeah.
How many people in the casual hockey viewing audience can even name guys on the Coyotes? Seriously.
We should play that game on Friday before Penguins Coyotes and see
I'm
how many
dead
we can
serious.
Come up with.
I'm dead serious. I don't know without looking if I could name successfully like five guys on the Coyotes. And I'm
there's
in
a reason
for
why
a
the
living.
Pirates went 20 years. That's a slight exaggeration. Before they got back on Sunday Night Baseball.
They didn't
there was
warrant,
no
yeah.
reason for them to be on Sunday Night Baseball.
Right.
It's not communist China. We just don't throw two random teams out there because it's important that everybody gets a national spotlight. No. NBC is in the business of getting ratings.
Do you see the Charlotte Hornets on TNT? It's Hornets. It's Kings. Sacramento. Charlotte.
Yeah.
Next. Charles Barkley, you know why the NBA is better at promoting this
because
stuff?
Because Barkley would look at that like, game what? And say, this sucks.
Barkley would sit on the studio panel. Yes, thank you. Barkley's first question to Ernie Johnson would be, Ernie, why are we showing this dog of a game right now?
Yep.
Why are these two teams playing? No one cares. And they'd all have a big laugh.
This segment's brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer, ShorkeyNorthHills.com. Darren Dreger on Derek Brassard. The Athletic's Aaron Portsline, who covers the Columbus Blue Jackets, says the Blue Jackets are trying to trade for Brassard. The Blue Jackets are ahead of the Penguins in the standings right now. Your thoughts?
At this point, I'm actually okay with the idea of trading him to them, simply because I don't take Columbus seriously as a team that could ever beat the Penguins in the playoffs if it came down to that. I'm more actually surprised than anything. I would do the trade if it was a good trade for the Penguins, right? If it was something that fetched them something in return that they could actually utilize. But I'm surprised that it has been just this bad with Derek Brassard. I really
14
am.
Points, a minus six in 37 games this year.
I mean, they basically brought in a guy who's the entire auspices of the trade. You know, the reason why they did it was, well, he always tortured us in the past. We're going to bring him in and he should be great here. The fact that it has gone so belly up so completely is pretty stunning to me. And I guess a commentary on that I would trade him to a divisional opponent that's ahead of them right now. Because I don't, even if he does well there, he's doing nothing to help the Penguins here. So that's why I wouldn't be.
The deal makes no sense to me. He makes the Blue Jackets better.
I know, but I don't. Do you take them seriously as a threat to the Penguins in the playoffs? I don't. Maybe as a threat to finish ahead of them, but who cares?
I don't think the Blue Jackets can win the Stanley Cup, and I don't think Derek Brassard is the missing piece. But do I think he could help them in a seven-game series against Pittsburgh? Absolutely, because I've seen him do it with the Rangers before. So it's not out of the question that he could be. He has, in his career, 59 points in 90 playoff games. That's better than a half a point a game. He is a good playoff performer. That was a big reason why the Penguins wanted him in the first place. The Blue Jackets, the place where they are, you know, you question Bobrovsky in the playoffs.
I do.
But they have the one of the best top pairings with Jones and Werenski in the entire NHL, a defensive pairing that can control a game.
Yeah.
They've got Panarin atop their top their first line with Atkinson. All they're missing is a center. Dubois, who's 20 years old, has played well for them.
Yeah.
You'd probably keep him in that spot. Now with Brassard, you'd have a legitimate second-line center who would get power play time. One of the reasons why his numbers are so bad this year, and I never hear anybody bring this up, he has the fewest offensive zone starts in his career and the most defensive zone starts in his career. If most of his shifts are in his own end, how do you expect him to produce points?
If that's how
they've asked him to be Nick Bonino. He's not Nick Bonino.
Okay, let me ask you this. Would you do this trade or a trade that involved them getting Brandon Dubinsky?
No, because Dubinsky's got too many years left on his contract and the cap hit is way too much. And I think he blows. I'm going to just stop there. I don't want to be the next guy here that gets in trouble.
I was going to say something else to kind of help you out there.
Why? Do you want to be Brandon Dubinsky's advocate right now?
I don't think it's like blowing hot air to like tout him as a guy that actually fits the profile of what they've asked Brassard to do, as a guy that would be I know he's not a great hockey player offensively. They tried to load up with more offense to get with Derek Brassard. It hasn't worked. I'm not saying Brandon Dubinsky. I think the biggest thing going against him is Crosby genuinely hates his guts and wouldn't want him around. But he would fit more what they're trying to get out of that position, it seems, than
Derek
Brassard.
That would be such a bad trade.
I know it would be. I'm saying a player... Okay, let me put it this way. Maybe not Dubinsky, but a player like him is what you need in return. So you don't have that on Columbus, because you don't want Dubinsky. Fine.
Dreger said there they need a third-line center back in the trade. Like, if you make a deal with Columbus, you're not getting a third-line center back in the deal. Because the other third-line... The other... depth centers they have, Wenberg, Jenner, they're all under 25 years old.
I know. They're not going to
give you
deal.
Yeah.
They're not going to make that deal. Fine. I could still make a deal with Columbus because I'm motivated as a mover now if I'm the Penguins. I don't think this is going to happen, mind you. I don't think he'll end up in Columbus. But just to humor it, I'm willing to make a deal that's like 75 cents on the dollar for Derek Brassard simply as a motivated seller at this point if I'm Jim Rutherford.
I've changed my opinion on trading Brassard.
Now you want to keep him?
Yeah.
Why?
I do, actually.
Hold on. You just said that they are refusing to deploy him in such a way as to best suit his talents.
Yeah.
So let me keep on the roster the guy that the team is actively not using correctly.
Yeah.
Now, I've said some dumb stuff on this show. In fact, I make a habit of it. I don't understand where you're coming from here. Please explain.
Tell me a better player they can get to fill that third line
center
spot.
Is it all about better player or better fit? Because that's really what it's about for the Penguins when you have Crosby, Malkin as your first two centers. Everything else is about fit.
Okay, I'm going to ask you two questions. Will this team make the playoffs?
Yes.
Is Derek Brassard a clutch playoff performer?
Wasn't last year for them. Wasn't last year.
What's his resume say?
His resume says one thing. His time with the Penguins has said something else altogether. And his obvious body language with the Penguins, what you hear about him, what Jason Mackey tells us about him, suggests that he will not be that player for
the
Penguins.
Okay, so if you tell him we're not trading you...
Figure it out.
His body language needs to change because he's a free agent at the end of the year. He has to find a way to make it work here and be a productive player.
But it's chicken
and the
egg.
Because it's in his own best interest long term to play well. He wants to get paid.
So he needs numbers to get paid, right?
Or he needs to be a part
of
a...
No. Like, he needs numbers.
Not really. Did Bonino
have
numbers?
What does he want to get paid like? Nick Bonino was always a third center. What does Derek Brassard want to get paid like? A top two center, correct?
Correct. Yeah,
he needs numbers for that. He isn't going to get him here because he's not going to go on the power play. So why would he be a motivated player?
Did Jordan Staal need numbers to get paid?
He was a unicorn. He was 6 foot. He was a freak who actually did what you're hoping Brassard would do, but he was also young. Jordan Staal was young and motivated, and then he, by the way, went into the toilet. He got his numbers, but he went into the toilet offensively. Why do you think if Derek Brassard wants to get paid like a top two center, he's going to want to be in a place where he's not going to get the ice time in the situations to get him those numbers?
Why do I think he'll do it?
Why would he be you said he'd have to change his ways because he's got to get paid in the offseason. How can he? He can't get on the ice for the power play.
He's got one of the best scorers in the NHL on his line.
I would like to think he would have made more of that relationship
far. I completely agree
with
that.
And he also has that guy who doesn't really want to play with him, it seems. Wants to play with Malkin.
So, just to make it clear, the plan for Jim Rutherford in the next month is to trade Derek Brassard for something that won't get him what he wants, and then keep your fingers crossed that once that domino falls, the other one is going to be waiting where you can trade him to a team that doesn't have a third line center, and there's going to be a trade that is, that, you know, I need to make this trade to make another trade, so to speak. So I got to get rid of Brassard, but I'm not going to get back what I need for Brassard in that deal. I'm going to have to make a second trade in order to fill that hole. That's asking a lot, even at Jim Rutherford, I think.
I think it's the kind of thing, though, that happens maybe more in hockey than in other sports, where you make trades that are just setups for other deals that aren't great on their face. I mean, how much... Man, it is a heck of a thing to have acknowledged that the Brassard situation hasn't worked out to this degree for this period of time and say, you know what? We're just going to keep hammering away at it. Why? I think it's diminishing returns, man. I think you just cut bait. I think in hockey...
You cut bait at the end of the season when he's a free agent. You admit it didn't work.
I think
and
if
then
you keep
move on.
I think if you keep him on the team in a role he clearly doesn't like, that he isn't really well suited for, you risk napalming your chances.
Would you trade him like you're a seller? If he's a guy that's on an expiring contract, would you trade him like teams that are out of contention get rid of guys on expiring contracts and deal them for a draft pick or for a prospect?
Yeah, because we've seen them deal draft picks as part of deals that have made them better. I would. I turn around and do all those that wheeling and dealing. Man, you don't think Jim Rutherford loves to do this? He's the old horse trader. That's what everyone calls him. I think it's possible.
I think there are certain GMs who loathe the idea of rocking the boat and changing their team significantly in season. I feel like Rutherford lives for it.
I think he's going to do it. I just think it is a really tough sell to say that this guy who wants to get paid like a top two center and therefore ipso facto needs numbers is going to somehow suck it up and find a way to produce those numbers when he's not playing on special teams very much.
Last night, the Penguins made a minor deal. Derek Brassard linked to the Columbus Blue Jackets. Do you want the Penguins to trade Brassard to Columbus? Do you want to see him traded before the deadline? This is heating up. We want to get Penguins fans' thoughts on it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.